Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of November 8, 2008. I'm Ana Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Milwaukee voters support workers. On Tuesday, voters in Milwaukee overwhelmingly approved a ballot referendum that requires paid sick leave for workers. 69% of voters said yes to the measure. Following San Francisco and Washington, D.C., Milwaukee is the third city in the nation to approve a paid leave measure, even though it was strongly opposed by the mayor and business leaders, who said that it would stifle job creation. The new law requires employers to provide 9 paid sick days, but permits businesses with less than 10 employees to provide only 5. Sick leave can also be used to handle medical or legal issues stemming from domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking. More news to cheer this week. Two prominent women have been mentioned as possible nominees to head the Treasury Department when President-elect Barack Obama takes office in January. One is Sheila Bair, current chair of Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The other is Laura Dandrea Tyson, who chaired the Council of Economic Advisers under President Clinton. Tyson appeared in an Obama press conference Friday with the rest of his economic transition team. Other women on the team are Jennifer Granholm, the governor of Michigan, Anne Mulcahy, the chairman and CEO of Xerox, and Penny Pritzker, CEO of Classic Residence by Hyatt. Among men mentioned for this post is Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard University, who resigned after suggesting that women were not as successful in math and science because of the innate differences between the sexes. On November 5th, Tzvia Greenfield became the first ultra-Orthodox woman in the Israeli Knesset as member of the Meretz party. "I see myself as a pioneer to be followed by many other people," she said, "especially women who want to break through rules of separation in the Israeli society." Associated Fans Press reports that Pakistan approved the first legislative bill to protect women against workplace harassment and plans to offer victims a special federal official to listen to their complaints. The bill also proposed to increase sentences of offenders. 8 Indian tribes in Humboldt County, California, are joining forces with state and local law enforcement agencies to address domestic violence and sexual abuse in their communities. The Eureka Times Standard reports that Native American women suffer disproportionately high rates of violence and rape. The Yemeni government is reviewing child marriage laws after 3 young girls complained to courts for being forced into marriage and sought divorces. The BBC reports that Arwa, one of the girls, who was sold by her father at age 9, was granted a divorce by court. Somali women are holding business meetings in support group in lawless Mogadishu despite grave safety risks. The 780 women come largely from the Banadir neighboring regions and can travel because they are not affiliated with clans. Without the participation of women, Mogadishu's war economy could not have survived the ongoing conflict. Female and male athletes will receive equal prize money at the Winter X Games to be held in Aspen, Colorado in January. The ESPN television network, which considers itself to be a leader in promoting women's sports, made the announcement after meeting with women's groups. The prize amount has not yet been set. Tennis legend Billie Jean King has been named a global mentor for gender equality by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. To mark the occasion, King traveled to a tournament in Doha, Qatar, saying that she believes that women playing tennis in conservative Muslim societies will bring about gradual improvements for women's rights. Ben Barry, founder of a modeling agency, received a Canada Governor General's Award for advancing the cause of women and redefining beauty in a healthier body image. Now for the downside of news. Cheers! Women lose jobs. According to data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, job losses in the wake of the recent economic collapse were concentrated among women. At the end of October, the number of unemployed adult females rose from 3.3 million to 3.6 million, a 9% increase. The number of unemployed men saw a 4% rise. In other words, 315,000 women lost their jobs over the past month, compared to 197,000 men. One reason for this disproportionate effect on women is because of the poor sales in the retail sector of the economy, where women comprise a bulk of low-wage workforce. More news to Jeer this week. anti-choice activist who promoted the abortion ban ballot initiative in South Dakota, and the amendment to define fertilized eggs as people in Colorado, both soundly rejected by voters on Tuesday, have vowed to try it again. And proponents of the parental notification measure in California, also defeated by voters, will try again as well. Internal divisions among anti-choice groups contributed to the three measures' defeats, the Gannett News Service reports. The Somali stoning to death for adultery on October 20th was not a 23-year-old woman, as was widely reported at the time. UNICEF officials said that she was only 13 and had been raped by three men who attacked her while she was walking to visit her grandmother. She was then charged with adultery and sentenced to death. The London Daily Mail reports that a Brazilian line of lingerie equipped with a GPS tracking system has been described as a modern chastity belt for insecure men by outraged women's rights activists. Onerous paperwork and high costs may be contributing to the declines in the number of parents who are paying the nanny tax to cover the employment of domestic workers. The Wall Street Journal reports that even though household employment has risen, tax fell 10% between 2002 and 2006. Julia Anglescu, Allison Stevens, Dominique Segal, and Jennifer Thurston contributed to this report. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickley. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Ana Maria Roque.